TR Mobile.
She had a knee replaced yesterday. And she sounded cheerful this morning when I talked to her, but I need to pop in and see her.
I doubt if that's the most comfortable thing in the world. I got a knee brace on my right leg, and I never thought about it, but driving this truck, and that knee brace, it don't let you put your leg out all the way very well. As determined by the seat position, I guess you'd say. I should have took it off before I started up here. It's not bad. I just every once in a while, it just gets uncomfortable from old age.
And find out till yesterday after the surgery that she has something called foot drop on the leg they operated on. And so, say, well, there's nothing you can actually do to fix it. Do some stuff to wear a brace, try and strengthen it, but pretty much can't do anything about it. Apparently the doctor was like, really? What? You didn't tell me about that. Mothers.
Foot drop? Well, I've never heard of that.
Normally when you walk, you lift your toes up as you're stepping forward so you don't trip over your toes. And people that have foot drop, their toes do not curl up a little bit when they go to take a step. So they kind of drag the top of their foot.
Well, I'm having to stop for a school bus here while they let somebody out. Well, that's too bad. My feet are a mess, too. So I sympathize with her, I'll tell you. My left one was operated on 3 times, I think. I lose track. And the right one, the arch is kind of collapsing in it, I think. Yeah, but it hurts most of the time. But you just got to kind of ignore it and get on along.
Bernice, stop dropping knives on your feet. I mean, to have to 3 times, man. You must have been in a lot of trouble when you were younger.
I learned to run from Dad rather than stand and wait on him. I rode motorcycles and raced motorcycles for a while, and that's not the healthiest pastime. What have you been doing today? Working on stuff?
That's December. And other than Christmas and a lot of holidays that I have no idea what they are, the other thing that's big in December is, hey, it's time to close out the books. And in my case, hey, it's time to close out the books and move to a new accounting program. So, been working on that and figure out how to move to a new accounting program. And coming off QuickBooks is a royal pain in the rear.
Not the smarts to do it, Wyatt. I sure wouldn't, I'll tell you for sure. Oh, we had ordered a chair up here, and lo and behold, it wasn't supposed to be in until January, and it come in today, so I hope it fits in the truck. I think it will. It's just a little rocker.
I know, like the little angels that fall that you put around.
It's, what do you call it, Bernice? A glider, rocker, both, combination. Rocker recliner, she calls it. She's got one, and my back has been bothering me so bad. I kind of like it, so I decided to give the kids this other one we got and then get me one like hers for us old folks.
That makes a lot more sense because, but it'd be kind of weird to order up your own. Anyway, I think I'm going to make this my last because I'm hospital from the traffic light I'm sitting at. So, we'll catch you later. KJ4 CTD Mobile, and I'll be clear on your final.
Happy Christmas to you and your mom and your family. And we'll catch you down the line, hopefully. Stay safe out there. KJ4 CTD and 0TR.